Hey ladies, welcome back to the Minister CEO podcast. Today I want to share with you a strategy that I have been using when it comes to supporting and funding my ministry. One of the strategies that God gave me was look at a need you can meet or problem you can solve. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to start a business or create a product or service. Sometimes it could be a need that you notice somebody has and you can offer a service, whether that is a one-off service or a recurring service towards helping meet that need. I have noticed that this helps in giving me the resources or the financial sources that I need to be able to run my ministry. And it also gives me an opportunity to not rely on other income streams that may hinder me from moving forward in my ministry. Sometimes God will give you ideas that can cover a certain cost that doesn't require you to start a new business and to come up with this complicated model to be able to financially support yourself. Sometimes it's as simple as exchanging a service to somebody who needs something that you have the skill for. And when you notice these different areas that you can provide a financial relief to your ministry, you will start trusting that God will guide you on what it is that he wants you to give your time and your energy towards to be able to support that part of your ministry. For example, if you are wanting to start a podcast and you know that it requires a certain monthly subscription to be able to offer this service, especially on Podbean, offering somebody a monthly service for the amount that is required for you to cover that subscription is a great way of you supporting your ministry in a unique way. Think about Paul. For times where he needed to support his ministry because the ministry wasn't able to support him, and to the different people who he ministered to weren't willing or wanting to support him, he was able to go and lean on his tent making business. He was able to lean on a trade, a gift, a talent that he had to make tents and support himself and his ministry. And so there are going to be times where God will give you an idea, or God has given you a gift, an ability and a talent that you could go out there and exchange for a financial income to be able to support your ministry. Because God doesn't give us his gifts just to use it in one way. There are multiple ways that we can use our gifts. There's multiple ways that we can use the talents and abilities that God has given us. Whether that's talents, natural talents that we have acquired, that we have skills that we have built over time. There are things that God has instilled on the inside of us that we know and we can exchange to help somebody meet that need and to provide a solution to a problem that doesn't require you to do something, require you to rely on your ministry to support the vision that God has given you. There are going to be a lot of different ministry models that you can follow in how to support the vision that God has given you. But one of the things that I have definitely been drawn towards is Apostle Paul's ministry model and how he has been able to trust God to use his gift, to use his talent as a tent maker and provide. Because there's not always going to be weight in the beginning or at different levels of your ministry. It's going to require a certain amount of income to be able to continue to do your ministry. And sometimes you're not going to get that support at the beginning, or sometimes you're not going to get the finance that you need to be able to go up to the next level. Sometimes God will tell you to use what he has given you and to trade something in to be able to support the vision. So if you have a gift, you have a talent, you have an ability that you can offer and meet a need and offer to somebody that is in need of that gift and ability and talent, then trust that God is the one who is going to lead you on what to do and how to exchange your time for money. Because there are moments when you are going to feel led to exchange your time for money. And it may be on a weekly or monthly basis, depending on how much income or how much finances you need to raise up to be able to support that area or to fund that vision or that idea you have. And so to be able to trust that this is something that you should be doing, I hope that this episode encourages you to trust that God is giving you this idea to go out there and exchange your time for money to be able to support your ministry. It is one strategy that you can use, and there are multiple other strategies that you can use. But if this is the one that you feel drawn to and you feel God is leading you down, then I hope this episode confirms to you that God is giving you that peace of mind and confirmation to move forward. As I hope this message, there are always going to be ways that you can financially support your ministry. And just like the Apostle Paul, he used what he had. He used the gift, the talent that God had given him to support himself and his ministry and the people who were under him. But if you're not sure on whether this is from God or not, take it to him in prayer and allow the prompting of the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you on what to do next. I hope this message blessed you, and I'll see you in the next episode.